I am Casey Siegel, and the piece I'm presenting is called Great Reward. Years ago, in the early days of motherhood, I joined a Bible study to be with adults. Love breaking down scripture and examining theology. I was looking forward to leading other women, but the lead teacher informed me in the interview that she saw me leading in children's. In my heart, I immediately said, no, not going to do that, not a chance. I reluctantly agreed, and then I prayed fervently for 2 weeks that I would not be put with two-year-olds. And I got put with two-year-olds. But the biggest treasure that I took away from that is that if I can share the gospel with a two-year-old, I can share it with anybody. And that was a very unexpected treasure in that. The gospel was and is my great reward. Consider 1 Corinthians 9:16. Through 18a, Paul understood that the great reward is the gospel. It is Christ himself. We are faced with a question going forward. What rights am I willing to set aside to advance the gospel? But the goal was to make it to where children can look at this illustration and it can make them see the gospel. And this idea actually originally came because I was asked to paint a mural for the children here at the church. And we were talking about all the different things we would do on the mural. And the whole time I'm thinking, we've got to have the gospel somewhere in there. That's important. Being in BSF and doing this process of learning how to tell a two-year-old the gospel, I had to figure out how to tell myself the gospel. And so every night I would go to bed, and sometimes it would be, how quickly can I tell myself the gospel? And then how big can I make it? And so I would take scripture out of each book and start in Genesis 3:15, and then I would work my way through the Bible until I could tell the scripture in big ways and in small ways until it was so natural it just rolled off my lips. And so I've got a special place in my heart for making sure that children are included and seen in art and that they get to participate. So I started obviously with Christ at the top, and I wanted to do neutral faces on them. This is my revelations, Jesus, is what I went with here. And I just kept it real simple just for children. I wanted to show them Jesus coming into creation as a baby, and then I used the lily, white lily, to represent a perfect life. That flower is commonly used for peace and perfection. And then at the bottom, you'll notice that it's the cross. And I kind of kept those a little bit more dark, so they kind of fade into the background. Not that they're not important, but that I wanted them to be heavier, kind of at the base of it. And then the dove representing him rising to life, and then the bride. I put all different flesh tones of saints in the skirt of her dress so that it represented all the different people that would come into the kingdom of God. And then the earth is centered on Israel,